Blog Talk Radio.
If not, the question is, why? You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, that is a great question. You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. Well, you know, I want us to go on a journey of discovery together and explore this very question. Oh, how I love Mondays. Oh, how I love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, which I always get excited about, because that's the opportunity for us to dig into different areas and resources that would equip us to be empowered on our journey. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open up the lines for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your pens and pads and notes and all of that, your laptops, your desktops, your smartphones with your notes, you want to grab something so that you can capture the richness that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, message in a bottle. Go old school. Send a carrier pigeon, something. I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you lend your support and assisting us in expanding our outreach. We can't do it without you, and we thank you so much for your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, it's time to shape up and win. You know, one of the things that I have realized is that there's not a shortage of dreams. There's in no way a shortage of dreams. There's not a lack of dreams in the atmosphere. There really isn't. And I want you to really think about that and process that as I've been thinking and processing about that as well. And this is a subject that I love to teach on, examining and digging into and putting your dream to the test. And so the interesting thing that I want us to process is that many people have a dream. They do. If I was to say, do you have a dream? You would get excited and say, yes, I do, Coach Adams. And I would say, I have a dream. And suddenly we might hear Oprah Winfrey, you have a dream, you have a dream, you have a dream, you have a dream. Many of us have dreams. So the lack of dreams, the shortage of dreams, that's not the issue. And so we have to get to the root of, well, what truly is the issue? Because many people have dreams and they desire for greater success. I know I sure do. However, few are willing to do what's required to achieve their dreams. And I want you to know that 7 years ago, I had a dream. And you're actually residing with me currently in the midst of my dream. You see, I wanted to have a radio program. In the early 90s, I had the opportunity to share in a program called the Radio Boardroom with Kim Anthony. And I brought a segment, Motivational Moment. And I got the little radio bug. We were on the air for a few years, great run. And after that, I thought, at some point, I want to get back on the radio. I was a part of another show as well, Heaven's Rain, and that particular network went under. But I still had the desire, the dream, to starting my own show, to have my own show. And then 7 years ago, I had the opportunity to join in partnership with another network. I was on that network, and my season on that network came to a close, but I didn't feel that Motivational Mondays had come to a close. And the reason why I'm sharing this story with you is that when that happened, I then had to determine, where do we go from here? Will we let the show go? Will I let my dream go? Or what will I do to push through and to fight to enable my dream to continue to live that I had fought to make a reality. And this is what I want us to dig into and really evaluate today, because I know that you have a dream. And I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you not to make the graveyard richer because you didn't live out your dream. You took it with you when your season here on earth was done. But rather, I want to challenge you to begin to look at what are the key elements, and that's what we're going to evaluate on today's installment. We're looking at and going to dig into those key elements that we need to achieve our dreams. You see, before we can even do that, we need to take a look at a very important key element. There are four common reasons why, and you may have heard me mention this before if you're a regular listener, but I want to remind us in this installment associated with this topic, four key elements, four common reasons why people don't identify their dreams. You know, along the way, someone discouraged you. There was discouragement. Someone spoke badly. You shared your dream, and they discouraged you with their words that were spoken. They said, oh, no, you can't do that. Who do you think you are thinking you can write a book? Who do you think you are that you think you can create a movie? Who do you think you are that you can bring forth that invention, start a business, on and on and on? Someone discouraged you along the way. And so discouragement is one of the four common reasons why people don't identify their dreams. The other is disappointment. I don't know about you. I've had my fair share of discouragement, my fair share of disappointment. But this is what I want us to understand, that discouragement, disappointment, and those four common reasons that we're going to talk about and just touch on today as we dig into this topic, it's a part of the very fabric of our journey. You're going to be discouraged. But what will you do? Will you settle in it? Will you allow it to prevent you from moving forward and still charging ahead to pursue your dream? Will it cause you to toss your dream to the side and it get buried and you don't think about it because of someone's words that discouraged you? I want to challenge you to move beyond the discouragement. Move beyond the disappointment. Have you been disappointed? You've been on your journey, you put it out there, and things didn't quite unfold the way that you desired them to. Now what? And you're feeling disappointed. And because you're disappointed, you've allowed yourself to go into a downward spiral and you figure, what's the use? I won't even try. I won't even put any effort into anything because of the disappointment, not in this moment of now, but of the past. In addition, many of us don't identify our dreams because we feel like they are so big, they're beyond us. And so in essence, what do? We settle. We settle in relationships. We settle on jobs. We settle in every area of our lives in some way or another. We begin to settle because we feel like what I really want, it's too big. And so I'll settle. I'll settle right here where I am. I remember one year I was looking for a car, and I had a specific car in mind. And the journey of this getting this car was so interesting because I saw along the way that I could either settle or I could fight for what I wanted. I made the decision at the time to fight for what I wanted, and guess what? I actually got it. But so often we settle because we don't want to fight, or we don't know how to fight. We don't know how to press through. And that's the issue with why many of us, we're going to make the graveyard richer. Because you don't want to fight. It's too hard. But do you really want to live out your dream? You know, there are some that they'll fight for it, and their evidence in their lives show it. They're constantly birthing new things. They're constantly doing and accomplishing new things, new heights, new feats. And you look at them and you think, wow, I wish I could. When in essence, you can, but you've stopped trying. You're not even putting forth the effort because of the past discouragement that you've had to face and deal with, that those seeds that have been planted, and then you allow it to grow and you've watered those seeds of discouragement, the disappointments, you've done the same. And then you get into the downward spiral of woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Or you settle. And the fourth common reason is a lack of confidence. You lack the confidence that you need to move forward with your dreams. Well, it's understandable that you lack the confidence. Because of the discouragement, because of the disappointment, and because you've been settling, you've never got what you truly desired. And so, of course, you lack confidence. But we need to rebuild that because your dream is worth the fight. And I really want to encourage you today to recognize that your dream is worth the fight. But notice that I stated, it's a fight. It's not going to come easy. For those that have achieved great things, it wasn't an easy feat. They had to sacrifice. They had to be intentional. And they had to be disciplined. You know, the very rare individuals will pay the price that's needful to ensure that their dreams will become a reality. Are you the rare or are you common? Do you fall in that basket of the common folk that you're working 9 to 5, that you're just kind of existing in life, that you want more, you desire more, but hey, you don't want to fight for it. It's too hard. And so you settle, but then you're frustrated and you're settling. So why are you settling? So in order for your dreams to become a reality, in order for my dreams to become a reality, we have to sacrifice. This sacrificing is surrendering something else for a greater cause, a greater good, a bigger picture. Many people who listen in regularly, you know that it's a sacrifice for me to stay on the airwaves. It's a sacrifice because I pay to be on the air, to have the platform, because I didn't want there to be any excuses as to why the dream didn't live. And so I pay for it to happen. It's a sacrifice. 7 years, Motivational Monday has been on the air for 7 years. I have been here consistently on Mondays, regularly, for 7 years. There's been occasional downtime if there was a holiday or technical challenges, but overall, for 7 years, Motivational Mondays has been right here for you. So that you would be more equipped to do what? You guessed it. Win. Work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals. And live out your dreams. You see, it's my mission to equip and support you on your journey as a personal and professional coach, as a life coach, empowerment coach. That's what I do. I love empowering others. And so if it meant that I needed to do what I needed to do to fight to be on the airwaves and to have my show, guess what? I did that. I'm doing that. And so I sacrifice regularly for that. I am intentional. When we are intentional, we are driven with this focus that is very deliberate. It's purposeful. And so Motivational Mondays, the intention is, again, to equip and empower you on your journey. I often say, jumpstart your week, motivated and inspired with me. Hey, I'm right here for you. Have been for 7 years. That 7 years speaks to discipline. Delaying my gratification, as one would say. Sacrificing. Understanding that whatever your dream is, it's going to cost you something. The question is, are you willing to pay the cost? You know, my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, he often states that he has and he shares a story that I love of an individual that approached him one particular conference that he was at or leadership training he was doing. And the individual was so excited because they said, I know what I want to do, John. And he said, well, what? I want to do what you do. And John Maxwell asked, but are you willing to do what I did, to do what I do? You see, so often we see people, quote unquote, on the big stage, on the big screen, on the field, on the court, and we don't know the backdrop of all of what they had to press through, that they've had to sacrifice, that they had to be intentional about, that they had to discipline themselves for. Any great achievement requires a high level of discipline. And that's something that I'm constantly challenging myself in. I'm still in process. I often say, I'm in process. I don't walk on water. I know that. I make mistakes. I don't always get it right. But I'm committed to the journey. I am committed to the journey. And I'm constantly, on a regular basis, evaluating where do I need to tweak, where do I need to shift so that I can get different results, so that I can get greater results. Are you doing the same? Because in order for you to allow your dreams to become a reality, you can't just start the year and say, Happy New Year, and I got a resolution. No. Do you know that there was a survey of highly successful leaders, a survey of 100% of them said, I have a dream. As I stated earlier, there is no shortage of dreamers, of dreams. Dreams are not lacking. That's not the issue. 100% of the successful leaders indicated, I have a dream. 50% gave up on their dream. 50%. It's been stated. 50% gave up on their dream. 95% were frustrated at times in the pursuit of their dreams. Are you feeling frustrated? Have you been frustrated? Simply put, frustration is a barrier to our goals. We're trying to get to the other side, and there's this barrier that's blocking me, and I'm trying to figure out how do I get on the other side. You know, it's interesting. I had a coaching session today, and one of my clients was struggling with this very thing, feeling frustrated. How do I break the barrier of life stuff that's constantly being thrown my way? Well, you know, one of the things that I'm often sharing, and you've heard me mention, because it's a universal principle, you can't get away from it, your mindset really is key. You need to evaluate your mindset. What is your mindset? Do you have a winning mindset? Are you focused with the wind in mind? Because oftentimes the battle is not on the outside of us. It's on the inside of us. It's on the inside of us. And it starts with our thinking. Are you battling stinking thinking, as I often say, and entertaining negativity? You know, I want to challenge you to recognize that our environment around us, it plays a role. The people we are in the circle with, it plays a factor. Pay attention to those that you have in your circle. When you're in the midst of certain people, what does it make you feel like? What, you know, does it inspire you? Does it pull you down? Does it suck the life out of you? Does it help to give you life and encourage you on your journey concerning your dream? Because the people around us definitely have great power. We talked about that many people won't even identify their dreams because of discouragement. That discouragement speaks to people around them, people in their circle, someone speaking negative words. Who's speaking into your life? Who's speaking into your dream? Because the reality is, you get in the right circle, you have the right people on your dream team, your dream will become a reality because you have the right people circling the wagons around you, speaking into your life, supporting you as you press in and do the work. You know, I was sharing with someone earlier today in another session telling them, you have to have the fight. No one else can have the fight for you. You have to have it. Do you have it? So often we want to put our fight on other people. I was interviewing a potential client and we had a conversation and I shared with her that this is a partnership. I'm not doing the work for you. It's a partnership. We are on the journey together. I'm supporting you, but you must take the necessary action steps and move. And so you have to take ownership of your dream. And when you take ownership on your dream, now you tap into a greater level of passion because it's like you become possessive of it. Mine, 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 all mine. As well you should. You should have that fire and that passion for your dream. No one is going to believe in your dream like you. But if you lack the confidence and if you don't believe in it, guess what? It's already doomed because it starts with you. And I know you have a dream. Why? We just talked about 100% of the leaders that were surveyed. They all said, I have a dream. It's unlikely that a person would say, oh, I don't have a dream. It's very rare. More often than not, the biggest challenge is, how in the world am I going to do this big, audacious dream? It's so huge. That's often the problem for people. It's so massive, they don't even know where to go, how to tackle it. Well, you've heard the statement. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Now, sometimes being able to eat that elephant, you need to have the right partnerships. And I want to share with you, and yes, I'm acknowledging this is a Coach Adams shameless plug. Yes, it is. I want to invite you into a coaching partnership with me. You know, I have my Impact 100, and I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. And I'm doing that through the powerful gift of empowerment and my full circle of empowerment tools that I have available. If you would like additional information, please give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may text your name and full circle. Text your name and full circle to the same number, 310-289-2101. The full circle of empowerment that I have available to support you, one-on-one coaching, group coaching through my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, my private masterminds. I have my next mastermind starting in February, as we're fast approaching February. So if you want more information, it'll be a six-week journey. If you want more information about that, again, you can text and simply your name and mastermind, and we'll get the information to you concerning that. So there are a number of different ways in team building. I'll come in and empower your team. Why not? That's who I am. That's what I do. But I'm committed to assisting through my Impact 100 individuals. Now let's get back to what we've been talking about today. You know, we were saying that there's not a shortage of dreams. Dreams are not limited. Many people have dreams, as we've established. Oftentimes we have the dreams, but we don't quite know where to go with it. We want greater success, but we're struggling. And oftentimes we're struggling. Why? Because we're not willing to do what's required. And that's where the rubber really meets the road. I've been guilty along the way. Being transparent, I have. I understand. I get it. I can relate. But today is the day that we make a shift. And we make the decision to determine, am I willing to do what's required? Am I willing to put in the work? Am I willing to grind it through so that I will not have regret? Because I want you to know that if you do not pursue that fire on the inside of you, you will have regret. And although I may not be where I desire to be, I am so grateful that I took a risk, that I stepped out forever ago now and began to pursue what I believe is truly the reason why I've been placed on this planet. And boy, have I had some amazing journey. And it's not yet over. I'm still in process and enjoying it. But I can say that I enjoy getting up. Why? Because I'm living life with intention on purpose. I am. And I'm grateful for that. I'm not just existing. I am living. Having the opportunity to share with you on the airwaves, it makes my heart sing to be able to give you some nuggets and tools that support you on your journey. So what are you willing to do to achieve your dreams? You must evaluate and ask yourself that question, because if you're not living your dreams, you have to first say why. Is it one of the four common reasons that's holding you back? The reasons that we spoke about? Is it because of someone discouraging you along the way? And so in essence, they pop the bubble of your dreams, and you've allowed that bubble to stay popped instead of reinflating it and moving on. Again, is it the disappointments of the past? You failed back there, and now you won't try here. Well, you know, I would say we should take a page out of Thomas Edison's book. Thomas Edison has a quote that, and I may get it a little off, but it's the essence of the quote is, I didn't fail. I found 1,500 ways that didn't work. He redefined how he looked at failure as opportunity. Are you perceiving your past disappointments, your past failures as opportunities? Opportunities to realize, here's a, I can grow from this. I can make a shift so that I can move to the next level. I was sharing that with one of my clients today. I said, when we go through rough patches, it's not just so that we're going through those rough patches. It's so that we can gain the insight from whatever we're dealing with, and now we're growing to be our highest and greater self. It's so that we can be better if we get the lessons from those situations. So whatever disappointments you have had to face, what are the lessons that you can glean? What is it that you could learn from that situation? You're not a victim. We are not a victim. Get out of that victim mindset. See, that's your challenge right there. Mindset, that's stinking thinking. Stop settling. Fight for what you want. Press until you get it. I am constantly reminding myself of that. Coach Adams, don't settle. Fight for what you want. Don't settle. But you got to build your confidence back up. And I know that you're probably feeling like, well, how do I do that, Coach Adams? That's a great question. You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. Well, you have to start with the words that you are allowing to be deposited in your emotional bank account. Why? Because there is great power in words. And speaking of words, did you know that yours truly, your very own Coach Adams, is a part of a book project called The Change? The Change number 14 is an insight into self-empowerment where top co-authors share life-enhancing information for you to move to another level on your journey. And yours truly has a powerful breakout chapter on the power of words. And that's why I made that notable mention. Because just because a word has been spoken into our life, that word of discouragement, it doesn't mean we have to own it and keep watering it and giving life to it. No. Make a shift. Make a shift in the words that are being deposited into your emotional bank account. When you do that, if you allow there to be the right deposit of words, your point of view will shift from the inside out. Your mindset will shift. You will begin to see things from a different point of view. At once the glass was half empty. Now it's half full because you've made a shift from the inside out, and now you're feeling more confident about yourself, about your journey, about your process. And so this lack of confidence may be where you are in this moment, but it's not where you have to reside. You don't have to reside there. You don't have to stay there like you're stuck in quicksand. You really don't. Now, you may have to do the work to make the shift. It may cost you something, the sacrifice, the intentionality, the discipline. Those are the key elements. Are there other elements? Absolutely. You may have your own, and I invite you to share what insights you have gleaned. If you have a nugget that you want to share, hey, jump into the queue. Share it with us. You know, we like to open our programming up for our audience participation, so I want you to know that this is a time in which if you do have a thought that you want to share with us, that we're opening the lines up, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. At any stage, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As you evaluate where you are on your journey, where do you need to make a shift? Where do you need to tweak? Do you need to tweak in your willingness to sacrifice? Any great thing is going to cost you. You go to a restaurant. You want that delicious meal. You have to sacrifice to pay the bill. You're in a relationship. Ladies, we sacrifice. We want to get our hair done. You may get a new dress, outfit, whatever, your nails, your feet done. Men, you may go to the barber, get a fresh cut, wash the car, get it all gassed up, whatever. You may put on a new suit, outfit, whatever. There's a sacrifice. So what is it that you have to surrender so that you are now in a greater position to pursue your dream? Again, I can't state it enough. Don't allow the graveyard to become richer because you never birthed your dream. You never unearthed that. You never lived it out. You never took a risk. And yes, it may be uncomfortable, and yes, it may be scary. I understand. But that's what it is when you're going into territory that you don't know. But everyone that has gotten on the other side, they're so grateful that they did. You know, I remember early on my journey, speaking was something that I was shaking in my boots, as one would say. I was so nervous and anxious about speaking in front of people. I actually had no interest, quite frankly, in doing it. I ran for the first year thinking, nope, I am not the one. I am not doing that. No way, no how, uh-uh. But I remember when I finally made the decision and I said, you know what, I'm going to embrace this. Because all of my life I had been complimented for my voice, and I knew that there had to be something to that, but I needed to pursue it. And so I made the decision, I'm no longer going to run. I'm going to stop running. And I did my first Coach Adams branded workshop. I remember it like it happened yesterday. And this was so long ago now. This was in the 90s, my very first workshop. I remember it was in Culver City at the Four Point Sheraton Hotel. And I remember stepping out nervous. Oh, my gosh. Because this was my first time standing in front of a group of that nature. I had to put together the workshop and the workbook and all of that. And now I'm standing before the group presenting what I have envisioned on the inside that I wanted to share with them. And I think I may have shared the journey to success as a process. I think that may have been the title. And I took those steps. Now, remember, I said, I understand that we can get nervous, it's uncertain, we don't know, we feel this discomfort. But I took those first steps in the midst of all of what I'm sharing with you. And I'm so happy that I did. It was like a breakthrough moment for me. When I took that first step, I realized, wow, this is what I was born to do. I don't say that from a place of arrogance. I'm simply confident in the call that God has on my life. Don't hate because you're still trying to figure yours out. Appreciate because I'm now able to share some insight and wisdom within my gift with you, which hopefully will support you in being more equipped and empowered on your journey. And so I had that first talk, that first workshop, got it under my belt, and boy, did it feel good. And I say that and I share that with you because I want to encourage you. Take that first step, whatever it may be. Move to the next level, whatever that may look like. You can do it. But you have to make the decision to sacrifice that comfort zone. You got to surrender your comfort zone. You're sitting on the bench and that's comfortable, but you got to get on the field. So surrender your comfort zone. Sacrifice it. Make the decision. Make it up in your mind. I'm going to step out. And see what happens. Take a risk. It's not too late. You can do this. Be intentional on your journey. We cannot get away from the importance and the significance of intentionality. Intentionality is such a key element that on our journey, we must be deliberate and purposeful. That's what intention is. Intention is that you're being deliberate and purposeful. You know, it's so interesting. I was speaking to someone and they said that they were dating someone and there was no purpose to the dating. It was just, oh, we're just hanging out. We're just, you know, we're just hanging out. And the female said, but wait, I date with a purpose. And the other, oh, we're just, yay, we're just hanging out, just having a good time. No intentionality. And that's just an illustration. And I share that one because we can relate in relationships, but carry that over. There has to be an intentionality. You have to be intentional, deliberate. There needs to be a purpose. Don't just haphazardly be like a flower child, you know, on the journey. I'm just kind of a gypsy going wherever the wind blows. Anchor that with intention. Be intentional. Be deliberate and purposeful on your journey. And keep your intentions before you. Keep your purpose before you. Why? Because that is your why. Allow it to be anchored for you. The most difficult area that is such a key element is discipline. When you look at successful people, guess what? They are disciplined. They are disciplined individuals. Anyone you know that has achieved great success, they know the value of having to have a high level of discipline. And so I want to share this with you. I want to challenge you. Don't allow your lack of discipline to be the cause for you not fulfilling your assignment, the purpose, the reason why you were created. Someone is waiting for you to start that business. Someone is waiting for you to write that book. Someone is waiting for you to create that invention. Someone is waiting for you to do exactly what you've been hesitating to do. It's the answer to what someone else needs. But why are you holding it back? I pause with intention right there for processing. Why are you holding it back? Press beyond your fear. I know. Fear will get us stuck. It gets us paralyzed. But we have to redefine our fear and make the decision, make it up in your mind that you will pay the price that's required. You will do whatever is needful to live out your dream. Today is your day. And I want to encourage you. Today is your day. It doesn't matter where you've been. That's behind you. What matters most is what are you focusing on as you move forward? Are you willing to surrender what's uncomfortable, your comfort zone? Surrender the fear. Sacrifice it so that you can move to the next level. Navigate on your journey with intention. Be intentional, deliberate, and purposeful. If you don't have purpose, if you're not being deliberate, you're just haphazardly moving on your journey. And it's a wonder why you're feeling frustrated, because there's no clarity. And clarity is so key. And the hardest area, and I'm working through this with you, again, I'm in the trenches, I'm still in process on the journey. Discipline. 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 That higher level of discipline. We can't get away from being disciplined. As my mentors would state their definition, delaying one's gratification. You can't get away from delaying your gratification. You know, I'm constantly making improvements in my life and shifting where I need to shift. And ultimately, it often comes back to, Shamia Marie, are you willing to be disciplined in those areas of struggle? Whoever you may be, are you willing to be disciplined in those areas? That discipline is so key. We can't get away from it, but guess what? Discipline is what is the decision maker between one that achieves great success and one that doesn't. See, the one that does is highly disciplined. The one that doesn't, they lack discipline. And that is a great battle, how to grow in being disciplined. Well, I want you to know that your daily practices, whatever you do every day consistently, builds that discipline. And wherever you are on your journey, it's never too late to start the routines that you need that will serve you. You can shift at any time. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay where you are. You simply have to make it up in your mind that this is my day to change. I want you to say it right where you are. Today is my day to change. Make a shift right where you are. And know that I would love to support you on your journey. We spoke about my Impact 100. And as we prepare to, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want to share with you that our lines are still open. If you are interested in sharing a thought, asking a question, simply hit 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, if you're interested in my full circle of empowerment that's available to support you on your journey, simply text the number 310-289-2101. Text 310-289-2101, your name and full circle. Text your name and full circle. As we close out today, what have we established? Well, we've talked about that everyone has a dream, that the issue is not a shortage of dreams or the lack of dreams, but rather it is our willingness to do what's required to achieve our dreams. It comes back to us. I have a dream. You have a dream. We all have a dream. Some of us will convert our dreams, and others of us will make the graveyard richer because we'll never step out and do it. And why do we not step out and do it, Coach Adam? Well, because of not having the willingness to sacrifice, to surrender something, whatever that is. Why else, Coach Adam? What are these key elements as to why we're not living our dreams? Well, we're not intentional. We're not deliberate and purposeful. Don't miss that. Purposeful on our journey. And we lack discipline. And the lack of discipline, you're not going to get what you desire because it takes discipline, a high level of discipline for you to move to the next level. So what are you willing to do? Well, I want you to know I'm here. I want to support you, and I leave you with this. Evaluate and determine in your mind, what are you willing to do differently, keyword, differently, to get greater results and to achieve your dreams, the dreams that God has placed in you to fulfill, that someone is waiting for, because your dream is an answer to what they need. But you have to get it out of you. And so I want to remind you, for our regular listeners and for those that are listening in for the first time, that having the right people on your dream team, the right people around you, is so key. I am so grateful that I have the right people around me. And I'm constantly evaluating the circles that I'm in. You know, it's been stated, I don't recall who shared this with me, that if you're the guru of your group, you got to get a new group. Because we should be constantly being stretched and challenged to grow to another level. But you should be pulling someone up as you're in the middle and someone is pulling you up. So we should constantly be stretched, challenged, and growing, because that tension between where we are and where we desire to grow, we need that because it enables us to stretch and it challenges us to another level. And having the right people around you, they will challenge you to be better, to live and be your highest and greatest version of you. Don't you want that? And that's a part of that, is living out your dream. Because right now, if you're not living your dreams, I am so sure that you are feeling a loss of fulfillment. You're not feeling fulfilled, because fulfillment comes when we are walking in our assignment. When you are doing what you were created to do, what you were placed on this planet to do, it's that very thing that opens up fulfillment and life becomes more significant. You're not just existing because you're doing exactly what you were created to do. So get the right people around you, and I have to tell you, now is the right time. Get into a winning partnership with me, a one-on-one coaching partnership. Get into my lifestyle growth plan. Get into one of my masterminds starting in February. Make the connection. Make the connection so that you can achieve your dreams. And I want you to know that all of what I do is because my mission is to equip and empower others on their journey. I want to see you live out your dreams. If you are not a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, we want to keep the dialogue going with you. It is an open group. All are welcome. And so we invite you to be a part of it. Leave a comment. Make a mention of who you would like to see on the show, topic you would like to have covered, whatever that may be. The Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is available for you. I want you to know, our global listening audience, I can't tell you enough how much I absolutely appreciate you. You know, I stated at the top of the call when I spoke about 7 years ago, I had a dream for a radio show. And here we are, yet 7 years down the line. I've been disciplined. I've sacrificed. I've been intentional. And you now are enjoying and with me in the midst of one of my dreams. It has been a dream of mine for quite some time. So I thank you. I value you, and I appreciate you. Well, you know, that's all that we have time for today. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. If you're listening in for the first time, you're thinking, who is this Coach Adams? Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I want to thank you again for tuning in. Remember, I have my full circle of empowerment to support you. If you missed the number, I'll give it to you one more time as we prepare to transition for our closeout. 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text your name and full circle, and that will get you connected with all things Coach Adams and my full circle of empowerment. I leave you with this. It's a joy to serve you, and I'm happy that I'm on your team in some way or another, that you have tuned in. That means I'm on your dream team. But let's take it to the next level, for I coach, and you win.